about?
I thought the day our guys came out and the effort and the enthusiasm met the execution. It's probably close to, as where we're at right now in the season, a complete game without looking at the tape that we probably had at any time this year. We're definitely getting better. I take my hat off to UConn. We looked at them on tape. They were so well coached, and I judge coaching probably different than a lot of other people. Their penalty discipline, the way that, you know, they conduct themselves, I thought it was a physical game. I thought we won the physical battle, but I take my hat off to Coach Diaco and his football team. They were physical. I'll start with our defense because I think that was the difference in this football game. The defensive mentality of not giving up anything, trying to make sure that we restricted number five, who's a great player, all over the field, and being able to create pressure from all over the field. I thought that Kenwick Thompson worked as hard as any coach that I've seen this week, and getting those guys to understand bringing pressure from here, whether it was the corner, whether it was the nickel, whether it was the safety, whether it was the backer, and then putting the stress on our corners to cover in one-on-one situations, they did a really, really good job. Anytime you hold a team to around 300 yards of offense or less, you have you've done the job. I thought our special teams play today, and we're moving in the direction of making it a plus. I'll go back and look at the tape all over it, but our special teams play, I thought, helped us win the game. We've been playing kind of even. We talked about going from a dismal performance to playing even to now taking it to the next step, and I think they did that. And then our offensive football team has heard me say PPG all week, points per game, and it comes directly from the guys that have to make plays. I thought our great players played great today. Zay Jones, he's a special one. I've been around a lot of great players. I really have, some spectacular players. He's one of the best on-field performers I've been around at this level, and he's one of the best off-field performers that I've been around on this level. I can't say enough about him and the way that he did captain this team this week. He's been very vocal. I thought they did a great job. And then, you know, I got to give some real love to some of our defensive players. I thought, you know, Bobby Falk went out there to the corner today and did a great job. Colby Gore out there on the corner doing a great job. You know, Pratt, 55-7. Boy, they played a complete game today. I'm proud of them.
Coach, how pleased with that first drive? You guys had 7 field goals in the last
two games. You just had a good work on 4 downs. Yeah, you know, just to a point of where if we're going to use 4 downs to try to get this thing going in the right direction, then that was the time to do it. We could have easily sent out there and got 3, but I wanted to set a tempo and a mindset with our football club. Not in love, but in trust that they would go out there and do it. And I told them all the time, you know, trust is more important than love. And they know exactly what I mean by that. I trust them. I thought it had a lot to do with our energy early when we scored on that play. I thought it was a great call. Also, it was executed well. Just a great call for that time. Big time drive. Execution and people, you know. Some of the other things that I like where we were getting the ball down in there. Sometimes it was some, you know, some 7-yard areas where you got a lot of play calls you can have. And then it got down to the 2 and 3. Once it got down to the 1 and 2, we had multiple things that we can do. A lot of times we've ended up in 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8 down there. And it's just been, I don't know, it's been one of those years where you end up in that position and then you get kind of limited in your calls because you got to throw it, right? But when you have the ability to run the football and get it in down there and then create some rubs and some different things down there, I thought all in all it was a really, really well executed plan down there in the red zone.
Coach, Wednesday you talked about reaching into the bag of tricks. Do you think you successfully
used this throughout the game? I did say that. I didn't know you were going to come back with it. I don't think they were confused. I'll say this. You know, I thought our execution, even when they were, you know, 81 was covered down there. You know, they did it. We had a reverse pass basically to James from James, and 81 was covered. They covered it like you just hope that they don't cover you. You hope that you look down and that guy's wide open, and our guys just executed. I thought some of the trickery it did work, but They were everywhere they were supposed to be for the most part.
After all this team has been through, not only on the field, but you know, in the community and everything in the last month or so, how bad did this team need a game like this? Not just the win, but to play so well in all three phases of the game?
You know, we've been really close to playing well, and really well. I spent a lot of time of researching, and everybody knows that I'm a history buff. And the history of us in the last 8-9 weeks, if you go back and you take out 2 or 3 plays in each one of those games, we would play really good football. So that's what we tried to concentrate on, the little things, so that the people here can feel like they're supposed to feel. And we tapped into that with our players because we understand how important it is to go out and perform well. We needed it. And our community needed it. Our team, our coaches, everybody, families all needed it. But nobody needed it as much as those players. Because those players, they have done everything we asked them to do every day. Yes, sir. No, sir. They've been rolling despite people may have been criticizing them. Despite everything that you go through as a player, if you don't do things the right way, they did what we asked them to do. So the players really needed it, and I'm so happy that they were able to get it today.
Question one, can you just elaborate a little more on your defense? I mean, you guys are near last in stats in some of those areas, and today
why? Yeah, I mean, the energy, of course, was magnificent. You know, it was very hard to do what we did today unless you have 11 people on the same page. Because what a lot of people don't know is we're screaming and yelling on the sideline defensively. A couple of times we got home, maybe the coverage wasn't quite the way that we wanted, but we got home. And that's kind of, you know, how the game went. In some games, we've not gotten home and the coverage hadn't been right. So now that we've cleaned up some of those small details, I'm very, very happy that we were able to come out and move into and transition into a new direction from a pressure standpoint and creating turnovers. You know, I'm happy that they got to, you know, I'm happy that they got to see it. I really am. I'm really happy that, you know, the families of these players, when they come in, they get to see their children for a day or so. And to start off the weekend like this, I'm really, really happy. But the alumni, we love them. Thank goodness they were here. Feels good playing at home. I said that last week, you know, it'd been a lot different, I think, if we'd have played here. But it feels really good.
So how important was it for you to get Anthony Scott in the game and success at the end? You get his confidence and everything.
You know, that was, you know, I write down things throughout the game. I'm constantly writing. And I knew that it was going to come a point in time in the game where I was going to insert him into the game. Didn't know where it was going to come, but I'm writing. And then the opportunity presented himself. He carried the ball hard. He was hit a couple of times really hard. And it was really important, not only for him, but for this team to see the level of trust and love that I have for each one of them. So, you know, we're going to try to, if he's available, we're going to try to give him some more shots, some more opportunities. I also thought some of the other guys that were in the game didn't do a bad job either.
A pretty good receiver, Connor, Jameson, Duke, East Carolina, now today, going to the second all-time, the top three receivers in the history of college football in terms of career receptions.
It helps us, especially when you ask me the question so I can talk about recruiting. If you want to come to a place where you catch 100 balls or so in the first 7-8 games, and you know, and you're coming from anywhere, especially North Carolina, but if you're coming from anywhere and you want to catch 100 balls and you're the best player in the world, there ain't any other place I would go. I mean, you're going to be coached by Phil McGagan, who I think is probably the best wide receiver coach in the entire country. And the only reason why I'm saying probably is because I'm sitting up here.
Coach, can you kind of talk about maybe maintaining some momentum now today
going forward? Yeah, it really is about the players and keeping them really healthy, juiced up. Practice has been great. The energy has been great. And, you know, what I wanted them to understand this week is discipline doesn't mean tight. Discipline means discipline. You can be disciplined and play as free and loose and have a good time as you want to, but you're still disciplined. I felt like, you know, over the last 7 to 8 weeks, you know, we were so disciplined that at times our guys, you know, couldn't really be themselves. We had a lot of talk about that this week, about going to play free, play fast, but keep your discipline. And I thought they did that.
Thank you.